going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's new Cleveland Browns Shedeur Sanders. It is media availability Saturday afternoon. As the Browns shocked the world yet again, it took Shedeur Sanders. Our immediate reaction... available in the very open of this show, 92.3thefan.com and the free Odyssey app, as well as what we posted on social media when Lyme and I happened to be sitting together watching the Cavs game, and they went and they took Shedeur Sanders. And then I'm telling you right now, like, a scene from The Dark Knight could have played out right there in that arena down in Miami, and nobody in the bar would have noticed. The Cavs were up by 20-something, and they had just taken Shedeur Sanders, and it was... it was an unreal ceremony that was going on in that bar on Friday, on Saturday, Tone. It was great to be with you there for it.
It was awesome. So much fun because the draft, at least for a bad football team. Like, I remember I used to always say, oh, the draft is the Super Bowl for so many fans. Well, when you've gotten to this point and all you have left is just hope, and sometimes it's blind hope, not even faith, just hope. I hope whoever's making the picks, I hope they're right. Hey, you know what? If it was Jimmy that came in and made the Shedeur pick, it's a terrible process, but I hope it ends up working. Like, what other like the last caller said, go cheer for one of the callers.
He wants to go cheer for the Steelers. He says he's cheering for the Steelers.
I mean, that's obviously not a viable option for most sane, you know, humans in Northeast Ohio. We're not just going to go to the Steelers. So we can rag on our decision makers. We can rip on the process. And I do have big questions about the process. How could possibly lead to taking Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders? But you got to give me hope. You got to give me that at the very least.
216-474-0092. I got to get the Jay in East Cleveland here. Jay, you're next up on the Fan.
Good morning, fellas.
Hi.
I appreciate y'all for taking my call so much, but there's a couple of things I want to touch on if I can real fast.
All right.
Now, I hope one of these QBs can play well enough so we don't have to spend them picks next year on a quarterback. But none of the guys been drafted in the position where you say, hey, this is the guy's my franchise quarterback where you got to commit to him. I don't understand. A lot of the talking heads say, well, I don't understand the plan. Well, the plan is simple. They never planned on taking him. He dropped low enough so they could take him. And with that being said...
Well, Jay, why didn't they take him ahead of Gabriel?
Because they didn't want him ahead of Gabriel. It didn't
I agree
make
with
sense.
Jay.
And then he proved...
Do you think they have a better evaluation on him and his skill, his talent level, or Gabriel's?
I say Gabriel because Gabriel is like one of the all-time winners, QBs, touchdown passes. His tape, if you're watching it, apples to apples, got to be better. But what I want to continue to say is that none of that stuff really matters when you get on the field and in the practice room because all that stuff will weave itself out. Because I love this position for Shedeur because now he can't come in slacking. It's no Johnny vibes. Flacco's going to be there. Pickett's going to be there. They're all going to be there. Who's going to be the first one in? Who's going to be the first one out? Listening to the draft when Shedeur got drafted, his conference call with the media, y'all just played a clip. I see why Shedeur failed. I almost got a headache listening to that guy. The guy was answering questions that nobody even asked him. They would ask him a question. It seemed like he was distracted or had something else going on. They would ask him a question, and he would answer a question that wasn't even what the media asked him. I started getting headaches, and he just started rambling so much during his conference call. I said, man, this guy's horrible. I'm not expecting the guy to be a rocket scientist. You know, Eli Manning, I don't think he had a chance at going to NASA when his NFL career was over. And then my wife was listening, and she commented, is something wrong with him? I said, yeah, baby, that's what I said. It sounds like something wrong with this guy. But let's bring them all in. Let's see what they do. And let's roll them out. It won't be no BSing, man. If he got to come in there and he got to really work hard, and the cream is going to rise to the top, so you won't get it. I did get some Johnny Manziel vibes with this draft pick. I'm hoping he'll work out. But he's got to be there on time to weave himself out.
I get sensitive to the Manziel stuff. And, Jay, thank you for the call. I get sensitive to the Manziel stuff because Manziel, I mean, there were substances involved here. I mean, the guy doesn't deny it. There were substances involved. Everything I hear about Shedeur Sanders, they say he doesn't smoke or drink or whatever. So I don't have to worry about that. I think what I have to worry about is the outside distractions of, like, when everybody keeps playing the clip of him and Cam Ward, and Cam Ward's like, yeah, I don't have any other hobbies. I play football. And obviously, Shedeur Sanders has other hobbies like music and so on and so forth. If they would have taken him number two overall, I think that's warranted. He's a fifth-round pick. I cannot stress this enough. And when you brought up the Dylan Gabriel stuff, yes, I think they like Dylan Gabriel that much more. Yes, they do. Yes, I do. 100%. Because if you're going to make that pick and have us sitting there in that studio staring at each other going, what did they just do? Boy, you've made that pick with some conviction.
But here's what I'm saying, Kenny. Nobody in the NFL that does this for a living that the guys that used to work in the NFL.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
NFL and now, you know, do the scouting or whatever. Nobody had Dylan Gabriel ahead of Shedeur.
No, but they feel that Dylan Gabriel, they told the world already, no matter what they say, they believe that Dylan Gabriel has a better chance to be a competent NFL quarterback than Shedeur Sanders. That's why they took him in the third round. That's why they drafted a running back in Dylan Sampson in the fourth round and then waited till the fifth to finally take Shedeur Sanders. And it might not even, I mean, we don't even know who made the call. So if they took the guy there, that's why I say, hey, man, I know there's a lot of bluster right now, and I know a lot of people don't like Shedeur Sanders because there's Flash and his father and all that other stuff. But let's call it what it is. You got two guys ahead, then you got Dylan Gabriel, and then he may very well be the odd man out. He's got to prove a lot starting this weekend. He has to. Or this is all a lot of hot air for not a lot much else. Other than, hey, it's the Browns. We have a history with quarterbacks. We have a history with guys who come in as celebrities, and they don't work out here. And so because of that history is why we're getting some of the stuff, some of the wild stuff that we've already had in the first hour today. It's that simple. Now, I look at the draft. I'll tell you this before we get back to the calls. I scratch my head on the Dylan Gabriel thing the whole time. All right? I'm getting some stuff from the analytics folks. This is weird that through the first part of the draft, I'm hearing about how it's all, like, you and I came in on Friday, and it was all, this is anti-analytics, this is not the type of things that analytics would tell them to do. And then I see by the end of the draft, the analytics people like Warren Sharp and everybody, they seem to like this draft, that the Browns got the most second most value of anybody else in the draft. That the only problem would be, and ifs, to me it's just ifs and buts, if they would have taken Shedeur Sanders 33rd overall and taken Dylan Gabriel 144th, people would be putting this draft up on a pedestal. I don't know about that stuff anymore. I mean, good God, the Jets have been winning the draft over the last decade, and look what their football team has been. But it's very odd to me that the year that there's so many people going, boy, this does not seem to be analytics. They're knocking down guardrails. All the analytics people seem to love this draft.
Yeah, I was a little confused just because
PFF loved it.
Look, I'm not gonna act like I've studied a lot of film going into the draft on the linebacker that they took where they took from UCLA. But, you know, linebacker is not considered a premium position. The premium positions are always after quarterback. It's always edge rusher tackle, you know, on your offensive line. Well, they need them. They need those. They need offensive linemen. What did they do the offensive line? Then wide receiver and corner. What did they do at wide receiver? So that's the one thing I'm a little confused about. And as far as running back, I mean, obviously, not just because he's an Ohio State kid. I like the player. I just thought Travion Henderson was the more explosive player, could catch the ball out of the backfield, better blocker. Like, to me, does more things. So I was a little surprised there that the pick wasn't Henderson.
He went,
but
he does have quickly right after.
But he does have the injury concerns. So
yeah. Quinshon Judkins is a fire plug, though.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, they were both fantastic in that backfield. That's why, you know, and I'm going to get to the running back thing coming up here at around 7:30, because we got to go over this prank call that was made at Shador Sanders coming up at 7:22. This will be the first time I heard it. I cringed. I couldn't even make it through. I didn't even want to start it because I cringed at the prank call that was sent to him. I don't like that sort of thing, but we'll play it coming up at 7:22 this morning. It's very odd that the analytics people like the draft. So when we're talking about, and you know, this goes back to you and me, because I don't like taking two quarterbacks here. I didn't. But why do the analytics people, and I got to ask this to Daryl, and I got to ask this at 9 o'clock to Jason Lloyd, they seem to love it because maybe it's just more swings at the most important position. Dylan Gabriel, strong arm. I think that he has a fighting chance to be a backup in the NFL. That's why I was surprised that they took him in the third round, for crying out loud, because I know that he's an adult. We talked to him on Friday night. He's definitely a grown man. Shador definitely has a lot of upside. He's just got to put all the work in to catch up. Clearly, he's got some catching up to do and to be able to make a roster. And
well,
then we'll figure it out with everybody else.
Analytics are never going to take into account chemistry, personality, leadership. You know, bringing both those quarterbacks in at the same time from moment one.
It was a draft that's all over the place because, like, you take Mason Graham. Hey, this is a tough-ass guy in the locker room there. I know he's pretty soft-spoken, but this is a tough-ass guy in the locker room there that you can go with. Carson Schwessinger, everybody's going, leader. Good in coverage, great tackler. You need this guy. I mean, they just kept talking about captain. They needed guys like that with Deshaun Foster taking over as their head coach last year. You got a guy like that. Like, it was, hey, we're going to lay the wood. We're going to play tough this year. And then you go to what you did, and I'm going, well, you guys are all over the place. You guys are all, like, at first it did seem like there was a plan. Now I guess you were going to take guys that you knew were going to help this year, and then you're going to take guys that you're going to take a swing at the most important position before you take your big swing at the most important position, which would be a year from now, and whoever's coming out of the draft at that position.